Welcome back to another episode of Ecclesiology on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, and today I am joined once again by Father Luke Patrizzi. Welcome, Father.
Thank you very much.
So today's episode, we will be continuing our discussion on the authority or power of the Church, and continuing on with our discussion from our last episode, that covered the power of orders and the power of jurisdiction. Today, we're going to be focusing on what could be called the judicial branch of the Church, which concerns censures, and theological censures, to be specific. So, Father, could you explain what the different types of censures are and how the Church enforces them?
Certainly, yes. This is indeed part of the application, we might say, of the Church's power of magisterium. We said that the Church has, of course, the power to, has been given the deposit of faith to safeguard, and can and does infallibly propose that deposit of faith to the learning Church, the teaching Church, the hierarchy of the Church who teaches. They propose various truths to the learning Church, those who receive their teachings, and the teaching Church is, of course, protected by infallibility under the correct conditions. Once all the conditions for infallibility are met, indeed, the teaching Church teaches infallibly concerning matters of faith and morals. And one of the, we can look at it as an application of that to particular cases, are those cases in which somebody does not submit as he ought to those teachings of the Church. The Church has not only the ability to present the truth, but also to determine and censure errors. We're using the term error here very broadly. Any kind of proposition, any kind of statement that is contrary to any truth that has been, in fact, presented by the hierarchy of the Church, then is definitely wrong. The Church has the ability to recognize and to condemn those, and to require people, moreover, to adhere to those condemnations. In fact, in the past, Cardinal Biot mentions this, that in the past, the Church would condemn a proposition with a particular level of censure, give it a particular censure, and people would be required to assent to that censure as well. Not only this is wrong, but it is wrong to this level of seriousness. And we'll see that there are various different levels of seriousness according to which any particular proposition can be wrong, can be heretical, either in a technical sense or in a broad sense. And so, starting with the technical sense of heretical, that is a heretical proposition is one which is contrary to a truth revealed by God and solemnly defined by the Church, or at least taught by the universal ordinary magisterium. So there is such a thing as a heresy contrary to a defined dogma. That's the first one that comes to mind. And that's the kind of proposition which is forbidden to be held with the most serious level of gravity, and which some people imagine is the only kind of proposition that is forbidden to be held.
Right. So would such a thing be like Arianism or Protestantism or like the big famous heresies, right?
Yes, the major tenets of those famous heresies. You know, to deny that Christ is God, for example, that is a heresy contrary to a defined dogma of faith. To take one of the most obvious examples. Or now, since the definition of the Immaculate Conception in 1854, it would be a heresy contrary to a defined dogma to deny the Immaculate Conception. Those right. are examples. The universal ordinary magisterium is also, in fact, positively infallible. Not only is it negatively infallible, meaning that it is definitely safe to follow, but is, in fact, guaranteed to be right in what it teaches. And once again, the universal ordinary magisterium, or the UOM, as we can call it for short, consists of those teachings which are, or we'll say, the universal ordinary magisterium is carried out by the Pope, teaching in union with all of the bishops, all of the residential bishops, bishops of dioceses spread throughout the world, all together teaching together the same thing in matters of faith and morals. They are infallible when they teach.